Hey there, fellow travel lovers, and welcome to Wanderlust at 35 Plus, the podcast that explores travel during our peak season of life. I'm your host, Stephanie Ritz, an entrepreneur and full-time traveler, and I'll be your guide on this incredible adventure. If you're at a point in life where you're craving more excitement, exploration, and unforgettable moments, you're in the right place, my friend. This is your ticket to discovering the world and redefining what it means to live life to the fullest. In each episode, I'll share practical tips for making travel a lifestyle and take you behind the scenes of travel life as I share the ups and downs of life abroad. So whether you're a seasoned traveler looking for fresh inspo or just starting to dream of making travel a lifestyle, Wanderlust at 35 Plus is your compass to a life well-traveled and filled with adventure, and maybe even a little shenanigans. Let's go. Hey, hey, travel friend, welcome back. Today, I'm going to be sharing my three-step fill your belly strategy for international grocery shopping and a bonus tip that is specifically for those who want to eat healthier with your own prepared meals while traveling abroad. Of all the things to be nervous about when traveling the world by yourself, international grocery shopping probably doesn't make the top of your list, but it was something that I was honestly nervous about. I just didn't have a lot of experience with it, and language barriers and just kind of walking into the unknown made me feel really nervous. But I just threw myself into the process on my very first stop in Lisbon. And over the years of experiencing all kinds of things, it's made grocery shopping abroad so much easier. And this is going to be so useful for anyone who's traveling that would prefer not to eat out for every single meal. So the first step is to Google international grocery stores. Wherever you're at in the world, just Google and see, is there one that's close by? Of course, you can go to a local grocery store and navigate that with whatever they may have. However, I have found that international grocery stores offer a greater variety of foods and brands that you're familiar with and still offer local foods as well. And you can always pop into another local grocery store if you want to experiment and try a couple of new things. But if you're going to be somewhere for a while, having some comfort from home to bring into your hotel or Airbnb, I've found that it makes the experience of home-prepared meals just a little bit more manageable, knowing that when you go out to eat, somebody else is preparing the food and you can get a better taste of the local flavor. So that's the first place that I generally start, is by Googling to find the local international grocery store. And if there isn't one, then these next tips will help you navigate the local grocery stores as well. So step two is to observe. When I go into a grocery store, I watch the people, because grocery store shopping and the checkout process is different everywhere in the world. Some grocery stores require you to measure and actually tag your fruit before you go to the counter. Others have specific fruit and vegetable stations where a clerk will bag and tag your fruit for you. Bags is another thing, because there are a lot of places around the world that don't provide bags. So come to the grocery store with at least one bag to put your things in, just in case they don't have them. And there are different rules for certain types of foods, and even planning on how to obtain them. In Buenos Aires, I remember that no matter what time of day I would go to the grocery store, the meat counter line was always crazy packed. So if you planned to get any fresh cut meat, you're best waiting in line there first, because your frozen foods could literally defrost in the time that you're spending in line to get your meat. And then there was Lisbon. The busy little grocery store in the center of town pulled no punches at the checkout counter. The cashiers literally had zero patience for the people coming through, but they had a very swift process for checkout, and that was clear to everyone. You had to have your own bags ready to go and cash or card in hand. Bagging was very quick, they were not messing around, and they were visibly irritated with people who weren't prepared for checkout. So before I got in line, you better believe I was prepared with my bags and my credit card, because I was not going to be that girl. You know, something else that came up in one of the grocery stores I was at in Buenos Aires was that if you're going to pay with credit card, they require to see your ID. And again, just having these things prepared at checkout makes it go a little bit easier. So step number three is to be prepared with Google Translate. If you listen to episode 2, then you know I don't speak Portuguese, Spanish, or any other language. So if the checkout clerk asks me questions, I can be prepared to translate or at least let them know that I don't speak the language by using Google Translate. And we can even have a conversation through the app as well. Google Translate is also really helpful for understanding food labels. Generally, you know the look of foods and you can see exactly what they are, like fruits and vegetables and stuff. But sometimes there's international foods that you haven't tried or something that looks similar, but you're not exactly sure what the label says. Does it say no sugar? Is it fat free? You want to make sure like you're getting the right type of milk, or if you're gluten free, is it really gluten free? So that type of thing. Use Google Translate to ensure you know exactly what you're getting and make sure that you have the language downloaded, because a lot of times there's not a great signal inside the grocery store. So I end up taking the time to type in a lot of things to make sure that I'm getting the right thing. So it's time well spent. And lastly, my bonus for people who are trying to eat healthy when they're eating abroad. First is to just build from vegetables. I always start with fresh vegetables if they're available, or even a bag of frozen vegetables and canned vegetables as a last resort. I start out building most of my meals from there and then just adding protein. You can pretty quickly and easily identify meats like chicken or pork or ground beef using Google Translate to see exactly like what the beef is or if there's anything else on the label that would be important for you and your proteins, including even vegan meats, just to make sure that they truly are what you need them to be. And the other thing that I do is travel with a blender. It's a cheap blender, but if it breaks, I'll just buy a new one for the country that I'm in. But having a blender has really helped me create a balance, because when I'm traveling, you're not going to stop me from eating all the things. Like, food is a very important part of experiencing travel, and I love to embrace that. But it's also why I work out and I walk a lot, to maintain that healthy balance. But something else that I do is I try to have a protein shake for breakfast. Or if I do like overnight oats for breakfast, then maybe I'll do a shake for lunch, and really try and maintain a healthy balance, because I do go all in on the eating when I'm out. If I see a pastry in the window that's calling to me, or if I'm at a restaurant, I don't want to curb the things that I most want to experience and enjoy because I'm worried about the health side of things. So I create a balance of healthy eating when I'm back at the hotel or Airbnb. You can typically find some kind of protein powder, or even a fitness store like GNC. I've found those internationally, or other healthy lifestyle food stores, and they'll help you find something if you let them know what you're looking for. Protein powder, whey, whatever it is that you like to add to your shakes. For me, this has been a really great way to take control over some of the consumption while traveling. And you can generally find fresh fruits or vegetables or whatever it is that you put in your shakes everywhere around the world. So it makes it very easy to have at least one healthy meal per day. So that is my fill your belly strategy for grocery shopping abroad. And one more additional insight. Most grocery stores are going to take credit cards, maybe not Amex all over the world. It depends on where you're at, but be prepared with more than one credit card just in case they don't take the one that you're utilizing, or in the event that your bank blocks it because they think it's a fraudulent charge and they want you to verify before releasing the payment. These kinds of things happen when you're traveling abroad. So just to make it a little bit more swift and painless, I always have a backup credit card. And with the local grocery stores, if you're staying in like a neighborhood where there's a produce stand or something like that, you're going to want to have cash. So having a little bit of cash may be advantageous if you want to stop at one of those local food stores or stands. The last thing I want to leave you with before you make a plan to fill your belly is, don't make it feel complicated or overwhelming. Have fun. Get something random. Try something new. Going to the grocery store can actually be a lot of fun. You may love what you get, you may hate it, but at least you're trying new things and something that you may not have even tried or even have seen in a restaurant. So grocery shopping can actually be a lot of fun if you take the stress out of it and again, just build from vegetables if you're somebody who's a healthy eater. And if that's not a concern for you, then just go with what feels good. You know, try and find something new and adventurous to make and have fun with it. If there's a favorite food you've tried while traveling that is unique to that location, I'd love to know what it is. Send me a message over on Instagram with the food and country and bonus points if you have a picture to share. Send it in the DMs to The Lux Life Abroad on Insta. The link will be in the show notes. And until next time, cheers to good eats in beautiful places. Thanks for listening and being a part of our Wanderlust at 35 Plus travel community. I hope you're feeling inspired and excited to start planning your next adventure. Be sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And if you enjoyed our travel chat, a 5-star rating and review goes a long way in helping other travel lovers to find us. My friend, this is the perfect time to write your own travel story. So whether you're a newbie, a seasoned explorer, or a solo traveler, now is the time to fulfill those travel dreams and start making memories. Until next time, remember, life is short, but the world is wide. Let's make every moment count. Safe travels, and I'll see you on the next episode of Wanderlust at 35 Plus.